Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
Falun Dafa Group wins first prize in Australian Floral Carnival Parade. Australian Dafa practitioners were once again invited to participate in the Grand Central Floral Parade, part of the 73rd Toowoomba Carnival of Flowers in Queensland, Australia, held this year on September 17. City Councillor James O'Shea praised practitioners and the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, thanked practitioners for their great contribution to the community, and expressed happiness that they won the first prize. The Tiangao Marching Band, as well as the Dragon Dance and Waist Drum teams, took part in the festivities. Many spectators said they were impressed by the practitioners' energy. Dressed in costumes of various Chinese ethnic groups, young practitioners carried posters with the words, "Falun Dafa is good," and "Our world needs truthfulness, compassion, forbearance." Karen, a middle school teacher in the community, said she loved the parade, especially the practitioners' performances. Having seen Shenyan perform previously, Karen knew of Falun Dafa's persecution in China and finds it unbelievable that these peaceful practitioners would be arrested in China for their faith. She said, "The Chinese Communist Party is terribly bad. I hope the nightmare will end and practitioners can freely practice their belief." Many people signed petitions to show their support for Falun Dafa practitioners in China. One person said, "The CCP is vicious and the persecution must stop." Another added, "I agree and I think we should reject the CCP." Yet another person said, "I hope my signature helps end the CCP. Thank you and the best of luck in everything."
Author and educator dies 6 days after beginning a prison sentence for his faith. Well-known author and educator Mr. Wang Xueming died shortly after he began to serve a 4-year prison sentence for practicing Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline that has been persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime since 1999. A native of Sichuan Province, he was arrested for the final time in November of 2020 while he was lecturing on traditional Chinese culture during a visit to Inner Mongolia. The Qingshan District Procurator in Baotou City approved his arrest in December of 2020, and Mr. Wang was later sentenced to a 4-year prison term, of which he did not survive a week. Over the years since the persecution of Falun Dafa began, Mr. Wang endured multiple arrests, imprisonments, and horrendous tortures for his faith. And yet he persisted in bringing to bear the power of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance in his community. Mr. Wang, who used the pen names of Yun Xiao and Tang Ming in his writings, held a bachelor's degree in Chinese language and literature, as well as a master's degree in education from the Southwest Normal University. An award-winning writer, he founded the Fu De Jiang Tang, a school whose mission was to spread traditional Chinese culture, teaching people values like compassion and righteousness, as well as how to let virtue guide one's faith. It also taught how to study in a relaxed environment and how having a relaxed body and frame of mind will bring joy and good health, as well as excellent grades. Mr. Wang promoted the power of righteous thoughts on the internet in some of his many writings. In class, he taught students to purify their thoughts. At least one of his arrests and prosecutions was a high-profile case due to his achievements. On September 21st, 2022, Mr. Wong's family was suddenly informed of his death only 6 days after he was taken to the Ho Hot No. 1 prison in Inner Mongolia. While the prison refused to reveal any details, his family suspected that he died from torture, as he always had been healthy before being arrested.
University of Delaware, Community Day, attendees experienced the tranquility of Falindafa. The City of Newark's Parks and Recreation Department, in cooperation with the University of Delaware, presented the area's premier fall festival, Community Day, on September 18th. Falindafa practitioners set up a booth on the campus in Newark to introduce the practice to the public. Sharon Bruin, the recreation supervisor, said the organizers were happy that practitioners were able to participate in this event, which drew thousands of people. Falindafa practitioners demonstrated the 5 sets of exercises accompanied by the tranquil exercise music. The peaceful scene attracted the attention of many people, and some began to follow along with the practitioners' movements. Many festival attendees expressed their support for the practice and condemned its persecution in China. Susan Williams, a retired math teacher, shared, "The exercises have the ability to relax one's body. It is like a golden moon that makes everyone happy." She asked practitioners for more information about Falindafa. Ken, an alumnus of the University of Delaware, commented after seeing practitioners' exercise demonstration, "This is a way to alleviate stress. I feel that this practice can help me achieve better mental health and find inner peace." After learning more about Falindafa and the CCP's ongoing persecution, he said he knew a little bit about Chinese history since he majored in history in college. He said, "We perceive Hitler as the most negative figure. However, many people do not know that Stalin killed more people than Hitler. Mao Zedong killed even more people than both Stalin and Hitler combined. Therefore, I would use one word to describe the CCP: evil." Eric Morrison, Delaware State Representative, expressed his support for ending the persecution of practitioners. He said he is against everything that suppresses human rights. Lee Murphy, a U.S. congressional candidate for the state, praised the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and condemned the CCP. Mr. Murphy said, "The CCP is our greatest enemy. We all know about this. They are a threat to free countries. We need to stand up and protect human rights."
New York. Falindafa group rallies against persecution in China during the 77th UN General Assembly. Falindafa practitioners gathered outside the UN headquarters in New York City between September 19th to the 24th for a peaceful rally to increase awareness about the persecution of Falindafa in China. Practitioners called for the release of those being criminally detained for refusing to give up their faith and urged that the perpetrators be held accountable. After the virtual events of the UN General Assembly in the previous 2 years, heads of state and high-level representatives from over 150 nations were able to actually come together this year. To attract the attention of the officials, practitioners drove cars along nearby Second Avenue that prominently displayed informative signs about the persecution. Truth clarification materials were also distributed on nearby street corners. Some of the practitioners who participated in the event were from mainland China, and they or family members experienced the brutal suppression firsthand. Ms. Jiang Weidi, dean of the Fine Arts School in Xinjiang, Advanced Computer Science College, suffered imprisonment for her steadfast belief in Falun Dafa and was also held in Ma Sanjab labor camp twice for a total of 4.5 years. That camp is notorious for torturing Falun Dafa practitioners, and she was not spared. New York Falun Gong practitioner Miss Jiang Hongyu attended the rally with the hope of rescuing her father, Mr. Jiang Ming, who was detained a third time for his belief this August. Miss Jiang reached out to the New York Senators Chuck Schumer and Kristen Gillibrand, as well as Representative Grace Meng, for help. In response to the news media questions, U.S. State Department spokesperson Ned Price recently reported that thousands of Falun Dafa practitioners are arrested, harassed, and tortured in China every year for practicing their belief. The U.S. government has urged China to stop persecuting Falun Dafa. Another practitioner, Ms. Gao Hongmei, shared that she and both of her parents have been impacted by the persecution that led to her father's death and her mother's continued imprisonment. Ms. Gao said, "We sincerely hope the international society and the UN can help end this."
Russia. Falun Dafa practitioners hold conference to share cultivation experiences. 15 Dafa practitioners from different cities in Russia spoke to fellow practitioners during an experience-sharing conference on September 17th. Those who attended the conference said they greatly benefited from hearing other practitioners' reports. Among those who shared what they learned while being guided by truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance was a Dafa practitioner from Moscow named Svetlana, who described how she progressed while organizing activities to celebrate this year's World Falun Dafa Day, detailing challenges she relayed that all public gatherings and activities were banned after the COVID pandemic broke out in 2019. In April 2022, when a group of practitioners went to apply for permission to hold activities at different parks in May, they reached a discouraging dead end. Svetlana persevered and sent a letter that found its way to the management office of 11 parks, which resulted in an invitation to hold World Falun Dafa Day celebratory activities at one of the parks. The approval arrived just a week before the celebrations were planned and preparations were quickly made. Svetlana said she tried her best to eliminate her anxiety during the whole process, as well as her tendency to not trust other practitioners. She discovered she harbored resentment. She learned to calmly accept criticism and got rid of human thoughts as well as notions. In the end, the event turned out very well. Even officers from the security department sent to witness the activities said they loved everything and even shared that they felt a strong energy field. Another practitioner spoke of doing the exercises in a park with other practitioners every Sunday and distributing information about Falun Dafa. She said, "I felt hurt when some refused to take my flyer or made negative comments. I began to examine my thoughts. Why did these things bother me? When I was a child, I was afraid of being laughed at. If I want to argue and defend myself, it means I don't have enough faith in Master and Dafa. I also realized that I didn't have enough compassion to clarify the truth to these people. I kept repeating, Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. When I greeted people with a smile and watched them leave with compassion in my heart, even if they did not take my flyer, I told them these sacred words. The situation has changed, and I no longer hear negative remarks. People now take the materials and ask about Falun Dafa." On the mornings of September 17th and 18th, practitioners gathered in a park to do the exercises together and share information about their practice with the public. As they left the venue after the conference, they took note of a beautiful rainbow above them in the sky.
Chinese woman in Sweden stated, "We were all misled by the CCP. It is so evil." This September, practitioners in Stockholm held truth clarification activities and demonstrated the exercises in front of the Nobel Museum every Friday and Saturday. Many tourists and local people signed a petition calling for an end to the persecution and condemned the CCP's atrocities. A Chinese woman named Anne and her Swedish husband stopped and talked to practitioners. Anne explained that she used to be a Hong Kong resident, but immigrated to Sweden more than 20 years ago. She shared apologetically that she often saw practitioners clarifying the truth on the streets of Hong Kong, but she always avoided them, adding, "Because of the influence of the CCP's official media, I thought you were against the government. I totally rejected the practitioners' truth clarification materials, display boards and banners, and so on. It was not until the incident in Hong Kong that I woke up." Then, suspicious of the CCP's official media, she investigated Falun Dafa and discovered the CCP's propaganda was completely baseless. She commended the perseverance of Dafa practitioners in bringing the truth to light. She said, "We were all misled by the CCP. It is so evil." Her husband kept nodding in agreement. They happily accepted informational materials and said they wanted to know more about Falun Dafa. The practitioners set up display boards and tables in front of the museum one Saturday. It soon began to rain, so they quickly took out plastic sheets and covered the display boards and materials. The tourists took shelter in front of the museum and watched as practitioners did the exercises despite the rain. In less than half an hour, the rain stopped. Many people witnessed the practitioners' perseverance. Some came over and began reading the display boards or chatted with practitioners. Others signed the petition calling for an end to the persecution. The weather was particularly good on September 23rd and 24th. There was an endless stream of people who stopped to talk with practitioners to learn about Falun Dafa and the persecution. Christopher, a teacher from a city in northern Sweden, said that he'd been to China, including Hong Kong, and he was familiar with the terrible human rights situation. He said, "This is a big and important matter. We all should pay attention to it, and let's stop it together." He signed the petition and asked for some English language materials, expressing great conviction about telling his students of the CCP's egregious acts. Two young Swedish people saw practitioners demonstrating the exercises. They asked a practitioner whether the practitioners in China could deceive the police by saying they would not practice. The practitioner told them that practitioners cultivate themselves to be good people according to the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and could not lie. They said they understood and signed the petition.
New Zealand. Otaki residents expressed their support for Falun Dafa during Spirit Fair. Falun Dafa practitioners were invited to participate in the Spirit Fair held in Otaki, New Zealand, on September 17th of this year. Otaki is situated between the capital city Wellington and North Parr, a western coastal town with a history rich in Maori culture. Business owner Mr. Michael Crawford said that only these principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance can support the world in becoming a better place. He thinks the persecution of Falun Dafa in China makes the evil nature of the Chinese Communist Party more prominent. He pointed out that communism has already failed in all the countries that once implemented it in their governance. He commended practitioners for their efforts in spreading the truth. Mr. Calvin Solomon, a renowned sound therapist in the area, also had a booth at the festival. After speaking with a practitioner, he signed the petition to support the movement against the persecution. Mr. Solomon noted that China has a very long history and deep culture. According to his understanding, the Maori people came from China, and it used to be a sacred place in the hearts of people around the world. He said that he believed that China definitely should not be in its current state, and that the things that the CCP did to China and its people really makes the gods angry. He feels that the CCP should disappear from the earth. Offering encouragement to practitioners, Mr. Solomon spoke of how spreading the truth is very meaningful, because the more people who know about the evil and want to change, the more gods will help people turn things to the good. Shocked by the CCP's criminal acts of harvesting Falun Dafa practitioners' organs while they are still alive, he said he will tell everyone he knows about this matter and ask them to pray for Falun Dafa practitioners. Many festival attendees stopped by the booth and received handmade lotus flowers that were crafted for sharing by the Dafa practitioners. Miss Moyewai, a local crystal shop owner, told a practitioner that at the moment she accepted the flower, she felt a surge of warm current flow through her arms into her whole body. She said it was miraculous. The storekeeper plans to hang the flower in her crystal shop and share word of this miracle with her customers.
California, USA, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance International Art Exhibition touches San Diego residents. Falun Dafa practitioners exhibited artworks from the Art of Jen Shanren International Exhibition and raised awareness about the ongoing persecution of Falun Dafa at Balboa Park in San Diego on September 18th. Ms. Yang Shuo Shang, the coordinator of the art exhibition, said that the weather was perfect and the park was an ideal spot. Endless streams of people were attracted to the artworks and to the Dafa practitioners demonstrating the exercises. Locals also signed a petition calling for an end to the persecution. Lorraine Gonzalez found the art touching and truly eye-opening. She reported seeing practitioners' determination in the pieces. In her words, "I see the spirit endures. The Chinese Communist Party can never break practitioners' spirits because it is beyond that of a human." One woman pressed her palms together as a sign of respect multiple times and expressed her gratitude to Falun Dafa practitioners. She'd learned about the persecution of Falun Dafa online. She offered, "America is one big family. It is important to us that Falun Dafa is spreading around America because it will benefit everyone. Practitioners in China are being persecuted for Falun Dafa, for reading Dafa books or distributing informational flyers. They are arrested and brutally persecuted. Some are unable to walk or lead a normal life after getting discharged from prison. I also know that the CCP tries to meddle with practitioners in America. I hope more groups or entities can learn about the truth of Falun Dafa and how the CCP is persecuting practitioners overseas." She repeatedly said, "Falun Dafa benefits people a lot. I support practitioners in spreading Falun Dafa."
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.